Starting lineups for the girls game are being announced here. It'll be the King Cove Rookies as the home team on the scoreboard, even though Nenana's just up the way here about, almost 200 miles up the way on the Park Highway, mile 300, home of the Nenana Ice Classic. And the Lady Lynx will be in their Rose Brown. The King Cove Rookies coming in after taking down the Tri-Valley girls. Because of that one yesterday against the Sioux Valley girls, the Lado game, 65-39, in a game that they probably could have raced out to the 40-point lead, but then just got almost over-anxious. And it's a young team to have three just solid sophomore players. So much fun to watch, and the girls here in the championship game. They were oh so close last year in the state tournament championship game. We'll see how they do in this one right here. Should be a beauty. Nenana was about a minute away from winning a championship last year. They just couldn't get over the hump with Bristol Bay and finished second last year to the Bristol Bay Angels in the 2A state championship game. So both these teams have some experience in big games, that's for sure, as we are ready to roll. For the rookies, they'll get the ball in the hands of Elena Mack. Pulls up, little jumper on the left side, not there. Rebound comes off Sadie. Battles for it, but Nenana comes away with it. Still getting jitters over the last game. Here's a three out there from Julie Frankston out of Point Hope Country, I think it was. And a steal. Frankston with the steal goes back the other way and scores two. So back-to-back buckets from her sets things up for the Lady Lynx. Now they work it down inside. Here's Duarte. The rookie's due. She doesn't get the shot there. And quick rebound there. Nikolai brings it up for Nenana. Now the shot in the corner. Is that Frankston again? Julie Frankston. She's definitely feeling it. Timeout for Coach Lamar right away here. As says, I'm not going to let this go any further. And probably a good choice. Because Frankson has eight on two threes and a two. And the two was a steal, so he's got to make sure his girls are settled in and say, hey, remember, we're playing basketball here. We know how to do that. So let's not let this one get away from us. And for the rookies, they starting out with Sadie Newton out there along with Emily Brandle. And Elena Mack, Jalea Duarte, and then Monica Yetchmena. A senior, a junior, and three sophomores. And here's a sophomore, Mack. Misses on the shot there. Duarte skates after it. Mack comes up with the rebound off the tip. Now to Newton and to Monica. Yetchmena, first shot just misses too. As that rebound will belong to Nenana. It was going to maybe go the other way, but Duarte was already walking up court. She knew she touched the last. 8-0 score here to start in the first minute and a half, and Nikolai tries to make it 11 and does. Melissa with a three-pointer. The rookie defense let her go from out there, and she was well behind the line. Here's Sadie after Newton with a three. So Newton gets things rolling. That'll probably take the shock factor off the girls at this point. 11-3. Now Frankston from deep in the three-point territory. She was 6 feet back of the line. Frankston again. So Frankston with 11 points in the game of the 14. Newton in the corner, comes up top to Brandle. Frankston has her there, and Frankston with the foul. for the Lady Lynx. That's all right. They can go in backcourt for that. Yep. And Mack thrown cross court over to Brandle. Now down to Newton. Looks inside to Duarte. Turns, shoots. And that's the strength that's going to be down low. Duarte should be able to take control inside. And then if they double team, then the kick out for the looks outside. There's Duarte. Can't get both hands on the ball. Taps it out, but taken down there by Nenana. Frankson tries another one. This one not good. And a foul on 21 for Nenana. No, let's see. A foul on, what would they call it, push on Frankson again? That was 21 coming in, but I think they called a foul on Nenana. And they did call it on Frankson. Yep. Here's Nikolai. Knocks down the pass. Cutting an angle to her is Brandle. And Nikolai sees it. Gets it off the glass and in for two. 16-5 score here. 5-minute mark of the first quarter. Rookies down early. Inside Duarte again. Puts up the shot. Contact there. No call. And then out comes the basketball. But trying to save it there was Mack going out of bounds. Lots of time, though, here. Girls just got to settle in a bit. And remember, Reddington ran off some points against the King Cove boys before they got settled in. And there's a block shot by Elena Mack. Down on the baseline there, she blocks the shot of Dorcas Swan. Swan, a junior, along joined out there by Melissa Nikolai, a senior. Julie Frankson is a junior. Here's Frankson again. This shot misses. Max got the run out rebound, then loses a dribble. As back the other way, here comes Nikolai for two. So Nikolai gets the two-pointer. That makes it 18-5. Here's Sadie Newton. Pops from there. And a held ball. Melissa Nikolai with the basketball for Nenana. Out to Dorcas Swan, left side, and Swan isn't picked up. Swan hits the three, so the girls are going to have to start guarding the line, that's for sure. In the hands of Mack for three. This one over the backboard and doesn't go. A 21-5 score here early. 3:41 to go in the first quarter. Nenana at 21 in just over 4 minutes. A lot of three-pointers from three different players. Here's Swan with it, picked up out there by Mack. I think the rookies are going to have to extend their defense just a bit. Here's a steal. Newton comes up with it. Now ahead to Duarte. Duarte on the dribble, stolen from behind by Tremley. Tremley throws long for Frankson. And Frankson ends up with it all right, but back quickly was Mack. No shot. And Duarte with the rebound off the miss by Swan out front. Lots of time here, though. 21-5 early lead for Nenana. Hot shooting they are as this ball comes off of the top of Frankson's head, but Newton collects it. And tipped away by Frankson. Newton touched his ass, apparently, trying to collect that dribble on the sideline. In for Nenana will be Ulri, I believe. Is that? Yeah, Misty Ulri. 21-5 ball game. Under 3 minutes to go, first quarter. Here's a shot by Nikolai Messi. Duarte will take it back. And now Mack into the lane. A run out for Nenana. Nikolai gets it. So Melissa with the two-pointer. Makes it 23-5 here. 2:20 on the clock. There's a shot by Monica, and Mitchmanov can't get it to go. And now a foul on Monica on the hold. Mitchmanov trying to just get in there and get that basketball. First foul on the rookies, two on Julie Frankson of Nenana, and that's their only fouls in the game so far. 2-minute mark of the first quarter. Big lead for Nenana early, but lots of basketball to be played. Here's Frankson with it, guarded a lot tighter by Emily Brandle. And now up high to Tremley. Tremley handling the ball up front. She posts up a lot, too. Watch out, Frankson open. Brandle gets there, but a little late. They're just going to have to, you know, take that shot away. And that's her fourth three-pointer in this first quarter. First quarter, folks, four three-pointers for Frankson. 26-5. Here comes Monica into the lane. Getting a piece of it was Tremley, and then Tremley with the rebound off the miss by Duarte. Now here's a steal by Newton. Newton with the steal gets it to Monica Yasmenov. To Mack. Elena, here comes the double team. Finds Emily and Brandle. Looks for Newton on the right wing. Newton shot. Won't go. Duarte rebound. Back to Newton. Three again. This one won't go. And Jessica Peterson out there with the rebound for Nenana ahead to Frankson. Julie in the corner to Tremley. Aquina puts it on the floor on the baseline. The pass over as they get three players on her. Goes to Frankson. And it'll be Kinko basketball. 26-5 here early. 45 seconds to go first quarter. Nenana taking control early. There's the shot by Newton again. This is once again. So for Nenana, another substitution coming in. Let's see, that's Nellie Stone. Oh, okay. That's right, we didn't have her on here. But we've seen her, plenty of her. And here they're down low. Ullery tries a shot and doesn't get it. Oh, I see. I was looking reversed. And the foul on the rookies, Monica Yasmenov. At the line, Ullery has the first one come up short. She has one more. 17 seconds on the clock, first quarter here. And King Cove off to a very slow start. Duarte with the rebound off the second miss. As they get it ahead to Newton. Little jumper there from about 12 feet away on the right side. Mack had the offensive rebound. Locked out of her hands, out of bounds, off of Nenana then. Come into Mack. Mack with 7 seconds. Oh, boy. Jewelry near foul. Out to Mack. Back to Emily Brandle to Newton. Gets it off in time, but can't get it to go. And that's the end of the first quarter as we find the rookies down 26-5 to Nenana. We're going to be back in 60 seconds. You're listening to KSDP coverage on Championship Day here at the Crowley Classic. Back to Virgil for this message from our station.
All righty. Thanks so much, Carl. We are live on KAEB 91.9 FM on the beautiful island of Popoff in the Shingman Islands Group. And 830 on your AM dial, KSDP, as well as apradio.org. Right here. Thank you, Goulds and Sons.
The John Goulds and Sons True Value General Store and Supermarket on Heart Lake Drive in King Cove are proud sponsors of high school basketball on KSDP. Goulds and Sons offers hardware, groceries, and other household needs. Open Monday through Saturday from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. and Sunday from noon to 4 p.m. Further information, 497-2212. John Goulds and Sons, proud sponsor of high school basketball on KSDP.
All righty. That's just a couple of seconds left for me to say hi. Thank you. Here's Carl.
And we got a similar game kind of starting out here. The King Cove boys, of course, come back, win third place 65-64. They were down 20-10 after the first quarter. The girls said, hey, let's only score half the points and see if we can come back. And they gave Nenana 26 points on the board, 5 points for the rookies. So a little different setup on this one. We'll see how it turns out. As comes into Mac to start the second quarter, Elena in the corner, out to Yusmina, back to Elena. Now to Brandel. Brandel puts it on the floor. Over to Mac. 3 points. Good for Elena. Well, I just wanted to set up how the second quarter should run, folks, and they start off with a three, 26-8. I didn't count up the threes for Nenana in the first quarter, but I think it was 8. 4 by Frankston. And down low, here's the rebound put back by Nellie Stone for the Lady Lynx. And so that was one move they did, was get Stone in there. There's she hits it. Monica with the two-pointer. As Stone got 2 for Nenana, Monica comes back with a 2 for the rookies. And a 28-10 score, though. Friendly trying to get around Newton. And Newton almost had the steal. There's the shot there missing by Swan is pulling up for the jumper. Matt chasing down the rebound. Ishmael. Monica has it, goes to Brandel. Brandel way out there. Picked up by Dorcas Swan. Now to Newton. Three-pointer doesn't work, and a tie-up on the board, no jump ball. As back comes Tremley for the Lady Lynx. Now to Nellie Stone. Big old one-hander in there, doesn't work, and now she'll try it from about 14 feet. So Lynx keep getting a rebound. Now to Tremley again, Stone again. And this time, the rebound off to Matt. Now, Duarte is out of the game right now for something. We're not quite sure, but here's Matt trying to throw one up, and she's fouled. She'll shoot 2. Duarte looks like she's going to head back to the bench and be ready to get in. Don't know what happened, but I know Gary Gould helped her out a bit there. She came over into the stand and said, you, come with me. So got her taped up or something. I don't know what it was. Anyway, goal back in there. Christine Eichley had started or got in there when that happened. And at the line, Mac with the first one, second one on the way. This one doesn't work. Duarte just got in the game, so go to the line for 2. Foul is going to be on the Lynx's Tremley, I think. Aquina picked up the team's 4th foul, her first. Frankson has 2. Frankson has a bunch of points, too. Duarte took the first one. I think Frankson had 14 in the first quarter of their 26. Duarte, one more coming up. 28-12. It still stays 28-12. And Emily Brandel with the push. Brandel picks up the team's 4th and her first. Ball comes into Melissa Nikolai with Frankson, joined out there by Dorcas Swan. Here's a near pick by Mac, and they do get it as Brendel picks up the second pass there. Now Duarte with it. Over to Yetchmenov, to Mac. Mac pops for 3. Jelena Mac putting them on her back, and here they go, 28-15, down to 13-point lead. It was 21 at the quarter, 5.5 minutes to go in the first half. Looking for Nikolai down the baseline. Good job off the glass for Melissa, the senior. As here comes Emily Brandel, and Nikolai sees that pass coming, steals it, and scores. So Nikolai with the steal and the bucket. Quick timeout for Coach Lamar as he says, man, we just had it to 13. Now it's back to 17. But it came on 2 little mistakes. And so Nikolai, Nikolai. I mean, Anna capitalizes there. Boy, has this been a good championship day. Really has been some great games already today, and this one's shaping up well. Even though the big lead for Nana right now, you can see the King Cove girls, the younger team, getting comfortable in what they needed to do after withstanding just waiting until that quarter was over. 26-5, they were down after one. But they're settled down and on their way. It's just going to be a bit of a chasm to cover here. Brandel will inbound. Comes into Mac. And Mac picked up by Swan at half court. Over in the corner, Sadie Newton will try again. And this time she's good. Sadie's been shooting those open shots. Hit one early and now hits one again as Swan will try it. This one is off, and Nellie Stone is going to chase down that board. Stone pulls up. She shoots long. Brandel with the rebound. Brandel ahead to Newton. 32-18. Newton looking for help down there. Swan saves it. Newton tried to push it inside, and a real tight space. Trimley down on the floor, on the baseline, out of bounds. It belongs to the rookies. Brandel will kick it in to Mac. Elena, one of the sophomores here, the trio of sophomores. Here's one of the other ones as Duarte goes to the left hand for that. Now gets the rebound, puts it up and in. Duarte had tried that left-hand layup from the right side, missed it, got her own rebound, then put it up right-handed and scored it. 32-20. It's a 12-point game. 4 minutes to go in the first half. And the girls have made up a bunch of that 21-point deficit. Here's Trembley, works her way inside for her first bucket. 34-20. Just got to keep pecking away here as Brandel has it up high. Goes by Frankson into the corner. There's Yashmena. First shot won't drop, and Nikolai with the rebound for Nana. Back the other way. Nikolai keeps the dribble all the way into the lane. The pass off to Swan. She can't get it as Duarte with the rebound. Head of the back to Matt, and Elena has Trimley right on her. Now she'll hold up and pop for three. Duarte tips it back out to her. Duarte with the rebound off the second. Rest of Duarte with the basket. Jalea has a bunch off the boards right now as she just stays after that basketball. And a timeout for Coach Colin Stone over there. For the Lady Lynx, 34-22 score, 3:06 to go in the first half. And it's the rookies running off a 17-8 second quarter score so far, as they've made up 9 of those 21 points that they were down after one. It's happened with just good hustle plays and Duarte hitting the boards hard. Mac, of course, getting things rolling offensively. Well, you know, I want to remind you, too, membership with KSGC. It helps certainly this programming as well as programming all year long. You can help sponsor things or become a member. Just check it out on KSGC's webpage, too. All the news out there in the Alaska Peninsula on KSGP. Here's Frankson. Open for three out there, but Duarte pulls down the miss. That one not in rhythm. As here's Newton. Here's one in rhythm, and this one comes up short. There's going to be out of bounds off of Mac on that rebound try. You see Sadie's shot there, and you think, boy, these girls have played. This is the fifth game now, three games in 2 days, and then fifth game overall in 6 days. She's left a couple short like that. I mean, the legs might be getting a little tired, but championship game, you're always going to be cranked up a notch. Here's Frankson, tries it from the other side. Can't get it to go. Rebound comes off, and there's going to be a foul on Emily Brandel. As it was Caitlin De La Rosa picking up the rebound. Nikolai will inbound for Nenana. Tries to come in the door for Swan. And Sadie nearly had the steal. Out to Frankson again. Frankson's shot won't go. Rebound drops to the floor. As Randall had it. Threw it ahead to Newton. She wasn't quite ready for it. And Nenana ends up with it again. Now Nikolai holding it out front. 34-22 score. Nenana on top. Nikolai brings it to the left side. The defense is going to have to come out and get him. They can't let him sit on the ball. The shot out here by Dorcas Swan doesn't work. Swan tips it back into play as it was going out, but right to Brandle. Emily back the other way, under a minute and a half to go. Over to Yetchmina, her three-pointer. Not there. Duarte again. Julia with another putback. That makes it a 10-point game. 34-24, 1:11 to go in the first half. Nikolai with it. Nikolai, three-pointer. Not there. Duarte with the rebound. And then Julia trying to throw over to Brandle. Had Yetchmina up on one side, but came back the other way instead and overthrew Brandle. Nellie Stone back in for the Lady Lynx. 10-point ball game with 1 minute to go, and the Lynx turn it over. Here comes Mack. They can get it to single digits with a bucket here. Comes into Newton. Newton working the dribble. There's a push on Tremley. What? There's a push on Newton? It is. It's called a foul on Tremley. Oh, yeah, the referee called a foul on Tremley, not Newton. And everybody's thinking the other way, maybe. But Nikolai with the rebound off the miss by Mack. Nikolai still got it into the lane. She goes. The ball goes to the floor. Lynx dig it out of there, and then Nikolai is fouled by Duarte on the block. 34-24. 37 seconds on the clock. Nikolai will inbound. Melissa looking for Frankson. And into the corner, Frankson trying to go and stolen away there. Mack got a piece of it, tipped it back to Yetchmina. Monica comes down the right side, show hold up. Now across to Brandle. Emily in rhythm there, goes for the three-pointer. Can't get it. Mack with the rebound briefly, taken away by Nikolai. 15 seconds on the clock. Nikolai is going to run down the clock. 12 seconds within a chance to get it to that single digits, and they didn't quite. Here's Frankson, thinks about the three. Now to Swan, 2 seconds on the clock. Swan into the lane. The foul's going to be called on the reach-in. And she'll shoot two instead as Newton gets the foul at the buzzer, or just before the buzzer. So that sends Dorcas Swan to the line for two shots. And first one is short. Second one coming up. And Swan, second shot, also out. Well, that's the end of the first half. The girls fight their way back after being down by 21. They're down by 10 going into halftime here. 34 for the Nenana Lady Lynx, last year's 2A state runner-up. And 24 for the King Cove Rookies as they fight back from a 21-point first quarter deficit, find themselves down by 10 as they put 10 minutes on the clock for halftime. We're going to take two of those minutes, send it back to Virgil at KSDP Studios, listen to all the fine sponsors that help underwrite today's ball games as well as these all 3 days here or the road trip for the King Cove and Sandpoint teams. And then we'll have our halftime stats and more. Actually, we'll take that at 60 seconds. How's that, Virgil? We'll send you back for 60 seconds and then be back with halftime stats.
All right, I'll fill that minute. This is Virgil Porter at KSDP Aleutian Peninsula Broadcasting Headquarters. Thank you to the underwriters that are bringing you high school basketball, Peninsula Airways, to Alaska, the Barefoot Inn in Cold Bay, Goulds and Sons, the Schumigan Corporation, the King Cove Corporation, both cities, the city of Sandpoint, the city of King Cove, of course, the loving umbrella of the Aleutians, East Borough, and the Alaska Commercial Company in King Cove and Sandpoint. Lest we forget, we have the members, our voting members, the people who comprise this nonprofit corporation, who run for the board, who vote for the board. It's locally owned, locally operated. Please help out. APradio.org.
And here at halftime, the King Cove girls at 24 and the Nenana girls at 34, but tightened up that ball game quite a bit. And King Cove making their run, cut it to 10, couldn't get it into single digits, but I'm pretty sure they can, if they play like the second quarter like they do in the third quarter, or play the third quarter like they did in the second quarter, there, we'll get it reversed, right? They'll be in good shape coming out in this second half. Scoring-wise, it was a 14-point first quarter for Julie Frankson. And then she had four threes. Melissa Nikolai pitched in a three. Dorcas Swan came up with one, I think, in the second quarter, but in the first quarter as well. So 6 3-pointers in the first quarter, no more after that, as the Nenana girls ran out to a 26-5 lead. Frankson leading the way with 14 points, 11 for Nikolai. But the King Cove girls, the rookies coming back behind the strong offensive rebounding inside by Jalea, as Duarte ended up leading the way with 11 points for the girls. With a total of 6 points apiece, Elena Mack and Sadie Newton on a three-pointer in each quarter, and then with 2 points, Monica Yetchmena for the rookies, as they cut the lead back to within 10 during that second quarter. A good run there for the girls. And you know, look at this second half coming up. No foul trouble for anybody, really. And it's just all about the mental game. Coming out in the third quarter and not letting Nenana take control early or anything like that. In fact, for the girls, they need to take control first and cut into this and get it down to single digits. And then that puts a whole different pressure on that Lady Lynx team. But we'll see what Coach Lamar comes up with at halftime. We're about 6 minutes away from second half action. We're going to send it back to Virgil at KSDP and be back for the second half of the girls' championship game right after this six-minute station break.
All right. We can all take a breather. We are at halftime in the championship game for the Crowley Classic. We have a couple of teams of ladies right there at the midway point. We have the King Cove Rookies and we have the Nenana Lynx facing off. We'll get back to the second half of this game in just a few moments. In the meantime, I'm going to stay with them 90s. Tektronik, move this.
Body for these rhythms blast. Pump it, pump it, pump, pump it up. Nothing can make this one stop. Toes be tapping, fingers snapping, hands clapping, my mouth rapping. Talking about I'm cold laughing. Shut up and do the wop. Use what you got, show me. You're on the floor, so let me see. Don't say nothing unless I saw. And remember, I like it raw. You gotta move this. You gotta move this. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. You gotta move this. Shake that body for me. Baby, let me show you how. Shake that body for me. Shake that body. Shake that body for me. Shake that body. Shake that body for me.
We are live on KSDP getting ready for the second half of the championship game out at the Crowley Classic located at Sioux Valley High. Sioux Sittna Valley, that is. And we are at my six-minute mark. I'm going to hand it right back to the professionals. Here's Carl Pulliam. Well, I'll give them a little bit more of a break and see whether I can just tell you. APradio.org/members. That's a shortcut. You can go right there and sign up to be a member. In the meantime, keep it tuned. We are broadcasting on KAEB 91.9 FM on our AM, on our translator over in King Cove on the internet. And we are awaiting word from courtside. Let's see whether I got that. Carl, do you pick me up? Okay. How about this?
2 a.m. and she calls me cause I'm still awake. Can you help me unravel my latest mistake? I don't love him. Winter just wasn't my season. Yeah, we walk through the door so accusing. Their eyes like they have any right at all to criticize. Hypocrites, you're all here for the very same reason. Cause you can't jump the track. We're like cars on a cable and life's like an hourglass glued to the table. No one can find the rewind button, girl. So cradle your head in your hands and breathe, just breathe. Oh, breathe, just breathe. May he turn 21 on the base of Fort Bliss just today. Since maybe October of last year. Here in town you can tell he's been down for a while. But my God, it's so beautiful when the boy smiles. Wanna hold him, maybe I'll just sing about it. Cause you can't jump the track. We're like cars on a cable and life's like an hourglass. No one can find the rewind button, boys. So cradle your head in your hand. Breathe, just breathe.
taking a little bit of a break in the marathon, but the professional is back. Carl Pulliam on KSDP.
And the second half action here getting started, 34-24, Nenana on top after the tie-up. Going to be the rookies actually get the first, well, the second possession. There wasn't much of a possession for Nenana to start the second half. Here they go. Can they cut it to single digits right off the bat? Let's see. As Emily Brandel looks things over, Coach Lamar says, hey, wait a second. They're doing something different than we expected. Quick timeout to set up a play. This is a key point here, too, when you get a you got a 10-point, a double-figure lead you've been looking at all throughout the first half. You would love to come out and cut it to single digits, just the mental aspect of this ball game. Say, I need a bucket right here. We need to be playing 8 to 10, 8 to 10, then get it to 6 to 8, and just work our way down. The rookies behind good rebounding by Duarte there. She put in 9 points, seven of those points really coming from offensive putbacks. As she was fouled on one of them, hit one or two from the line, and then had three buckets in close on putbacks in that second period. The rookies fighting back from a 21-point deficit to cut it to 10. I'm sure he called a short timeout, but that's the longest short timeout I've seen. And it would be a 60-second, 30-second timeout. Well, it's probably worth it, though. The referees didn't do anything about it, but they all called short timeout. Oh, Newton fouled, or Yetchmina fouled there by Tremley. Yeah. Monica went for the basketball. Tremley took a different angle and ran into her. She went to the floor. The ball was to the floor. It would have been Lynx basketball on the steal. Here's Duarte right out of the inbounds play, and they get the two-pointer, and that's an 8-point game, 34-26. Newton with the pass. Duarte with the bucket. Frankson over the top to Nikolai. Cross-court passes. The defense tightening up for the rookies. Getting a hand on it was, no, not getting a hand on it was Matt. Nikolai just overthrew that pass. Such a key point here for the rookies to start out with the bucket. Now they can cut it to six. Emily Brandel deep in the corner. Newton straight into Duarte. Back to Matt. Three-pointer on the way. This one misses. Rebound comes off to Tremley. Well-designed, just didn't drop. Nikolai. Cross-court pass over to Swan. Three-pointer on the way for Swan. This one misses. And a rebound still in play. Tremley saves it in the corner. Good hustle by Aquina. And the ball off the foot of the Lady Lynx. Lady Lynx are missing one key player, too. They have two players from Fort Yukon, Aquina Tremley and Aria Stofa. Stofa with a shoulder injury, but she's coming back into shape and not playing much yet. But still a very formidable opponent here for the rookies as Brandel misses on that three try. And Nikolai brings it up court. Frankson high over the top. Tremley now sets it up. Aquino looking for players to set things up a little differently here. As now in the corner, Nellie Stone, Nikolai's going to hang on to it. Now to Tremley. And Tremley looked like she almost traveled with it, got rid of it out to Swan. Now back to Aquino. Working against Hitchmanup. Now to Brandel coming over to help out. Frankson wings it over to Nikolai deep in the corner. No shot there. Back to Frankson. They get out on her. She hit 4 3-pointers in that first quarter. As again, cross-court passes by Nenana. Just trying to open that floor up as much as possible. Spread that defense. Here's Nellie Stone trying the three. In and out. Rebound comes off. Swan goes to the floor with the Yetchmanup and pulls it out of there. Nikolai will hang on to it. 34-26, 5-minute mark here of the third quarter. Deep pass and off the hand of the Lady Lynx. Rookies will have it back. A chance to go to six. worth a bucket here. Elena Mack gets picked up at half court. Mack over in the corner. Sadie Newton, three on the way. Look, good it is. Newton, three-pointer. Her third of the game. And it makes it a five-point game, 34-29. Here's Nikolai to answer. No. Rebound comes out to Frankson. Frankson back out to Nikolai again. They work it down to Tremley on the baseline. Her shot won't drop. Rebound out. Frankson open for three. Banks it in. Frankson with a three-pointer. The answer gives it right back to an eight-point lead, 37-29. Can't leave her open. Emily Brandle back to Mack. Mack three from way out. Rattles around. Won't go down. Duarte the rebound. Puts it in off the glass. Jalea with another basket off an offensive board. 37-31, a six-point game. 3:56 on the clock in this third period. There's Frankson again trying to. Duarte couldn't get to the rebound. Newton did, and Newton brings it up court looking for help. Finds Mack. Mack in the lane. Back to Newton. Newton's shot bounces around, won't go down. Rebound comes up to Yetchmenov in there. Gets it again. Yetchmenov with a tremendous just determination there. Picked up two defensive or offensive boards, but couldn't get him to drop. This shot by Nellie Stone misses, and Duarte tips the rebound back to Mack. 37-31, cut it to four here with a bucket. Mack looking for Duarte. Down the lane, he's got it. 37-33, timeout, Nenana. Lady Link, runners-up at 2A State last year, feeling the heat of the rookies. Rookies have closed it to four now with 3:12 to go in the third quarter. As Coach Lamar over there got to be pleased with the way this worked out. He called that timeout quick to start this third quarter. Wanted to make sure his girls got a bucket. They did on a well-designed play. The first shot didn't go, but there was Duarte for the rebound, and she put it back up and in. And then they have just chipped away. Trading three-pointers in that streak here of this first 5 minutes of the quarter of the second half, but it has been the rookies controlling this ball game here to start the second half. And that's what you wanted them to come out and do. Three sophomores leading the way with this crew, senior Emily Brandle and junior Monica Yetchmenov. Here comes Nikolai. Top of the key to Tremley. Now wings a pass over in the corner. Swan is back to Tremley. And over to Nikolai. Open for three. Good look to Newton. The rebound over to Mack. Elena brings it up on the dribble still. Elena pulls up at the free throw line. Comes up short. Tremley with the rebound. And out of the pack on the dribble ahead of Dorica Swan. Swan double team. Throws it out to Frankson. Now to Nikolai. Passes on the three try. We'll try a two. In and out. And Duarte rebound in traffic, and she's fouled. Down low there as Duarte has collected at least a dozen rebounds, folks, at least that. And she's had seven offensive rebound putback tries. Inside, Duarte underneath. Flicks it in off the glass from Newton. Sadie Newton with the perfect pass, leading her on the baseline side. She banks it in off the glass from the left side. 37-35, a two-point lead for Nenana. 2:18 to go here in the third quarter. Nikolai holds it out front. And, I mean, she's just going to hold it. Now to Tremley. Coach Stone wants him to spread the floor. Tremley starts it. Goes to Frankson on the right side. Now up high. As Newton puts a hand in the face. Cross-court pass to Frankson. Frankson thinks about the three try. Now she'll take it. Misses badly there. He's on the mat. Elena ahead of the pack to Sadie Newton. To Duarte. Down the lane. What a pass by Newton. And we are tied at 37. Sadie Newton with her second assist to Duarte in just the last minute and a half here. And we're tied up at 37. Last tie was 0-0. 1:24 on the clock, third period. Frankson throws high over the top to Nikolai. She gathers it in, but there's Brandle right in front of her. Back up to Frankson on top. Picked up there by Newton. Goes to Tremblay, left side, inside. Ball tapped away by Duarte. Mack has it in open court. Mack all the way to the hoop. Throws it up off the glass. He's got it. Elena Mack puts the King Cove rookies on top by two. Their first lead of the ball game. Frankson with it in the corner. Frankson back to Nicolai. Deep in the corner there. That shot is off the mark. Dorcas one with a rebound that touches the baseline. The rookies with the lead and the ball, 44 seconds on the clock in the third period. Rookies will have it in the backcourt and leading as we come up towards the fourth quarter. Real important here, too, to keep the lead. Boy, talk about change of momentum here. Here's Brandle with it. Brandle to Newton, down on the baseline, tough spot. Newton collects it, gets it back to Duarte, back to Sadie. Three on the way. Good! Sadie Newton, couple of assists, and then pops a three-pointer. We talked about her getting a little tired, but she still has enough strength in those legs to put in a three. 10 seconds on the clock, a five-point lead for the rookies. Frankson bobbles the ball out there. Time's going to run down. They're not going to get a shot off. Frankson throws it up. A fair, not there. And the rookies outscore Nenana by 15 points in this third period. They lead it 42-37 after three. We're going to be back in 60 seconds right here. Championship basketball coming your way on KSDP.
High school basketball on KSDP is supported by the Alaska Commercial Company in King Cove. The Alaska Commercial Company has been serving the communities of Alaska since 1868 and offers groceries and other household goods. For more details, 497-2632. The Alaska Commercial Company in King Cove, proud to sponsor high school basketball and KSDP.
Visit 830 AM KSDP Radio online at www.apradio.org.
High school basketball on KSDP is sponsored by the City of King Cove. Encouraging everyone to cheer for the rookies and T-Jacks as they close out their season. The City of King Cove is a proud sponsor of KSDP and high school basketball.
All right, we're going to go back to Carl, courtside.
Here we go with the fourth quarter, folks. It'll be Nenana with the basketball. Girls' championship game here at the Crowley Classic. And the runners-up at 2A State last year, the Nenana Lady Lynx, outscored by the rookies. The 1A team 18-3 in the third period. Melissa Nicolai makes up three of those points right there as she starts the fourth with a deep three, 42-40. Mack trying to go inside to Duarte. Tipped away there, and the Lynx have it back, a chance to tie. Nicolai again with the basketball, left side this time. Comes over to Tremblay. Tremblay pointing out where she wants people to be. Now she'll go deep in the corner, almost too deep. Nicolai with the save, no. Put on the line. Ball will be rookies in the backcourt. Elena Mack with it. Mack brings it up to the timeline. Switches left hand, goes into the corner to Sadie Newton. Newton with a quick touch pass into Duarte, knocked down by Tremblay. And Nenana gets it back. 42-40 our score. The rookies on top. Here's Nellie Stone underneath. Contact there on the shot. Now contact on the rebound. Nobody really got a chance for it. Brandle falling over bodies down there and then finds herself on the floor too. Last touch by the Lynx.
I don't hear the song.
Here's Brandle. Emily has Frankson on her. Now goes to Newton in the corner. Newton, deep three. Lots of arc. Didn't go. Tremblay comes out of there with the board. Tremblay out of the pack. So Frankson, then to Nicolai. Under the 7-minute mark now, we go in this girls' championship game. It's a 2-point ball game. First lead of the game came near the end of the third quarter there for the rookies. The biggest lead of the game for them at 5, 42-37 at the end of the third. And Melissa Nicolay, again, a deep three, just put Nenana back on top, 43-42, 6:16 mark of the fourth period. Nicolay, two threes in the quarter, no points for the rookies yet, and timeout for Coach Lamar over there at 14 Cove. Got to talk it over, got to get a hoop this time. Very important for this young team as you go through these ups and downs during a game to take over those timeouts at key times and get that mental game back on top. It's such a significant thing. They got to get off the block here in this fourth period. Right now, no points. A turnover, a couple of decent-looking shots, but nothing dropped. So they need something inside. They need something to go in and retake the lead. You're listening to KSDP coverage today, all day of Championship Day. First game today, the Sandpoint Lady Eagles, a nice game there, but again, a young team coming up short with the host Sioux Valley Lady Rams, and they lost that one 58-43. Then we went to the boys' third-place game. What a beauty there, King Cove, the T-Jacks, picking that one off 65-64. They beat Reddington in just a barn burner all the way from the second period on. They were down by 10 points at the end of the first period, just like the rookies here, down by 21 at the end of the first period, but now down by just one. There's Mack with it in the corner to Sadie. Out to Emily. She fires from there. This one missing, but Newton with the rebound right in close and scores the two-pointer. Sadie has just been great out there. Assist, steal, three-pointers, and now a two-pointer. 44-43, Newton puts them on top with that rebound putback. Tremley with it. One-point lead for the rookies. Cross-court pass to Nicolay. Same spot. She's hit two threes in this period. Now comes around the defender, and Duarte with the rebound off the middle. Goes over to Mack. Newton running the floor ahead of the pack to Mack. Duarte down the lane, off the glass, too hard. And a rebound to Nellie Stone. Oh, Nenana. Here's Tremley with it. Top of the key. Flips it back to Nicolay as they go to Frankson. Got Tremley in the corner. Frankson brings it up carefully, finds Nicolay. 5 minute mark coming up of this fourth period. It's a 1 point ball game, 44-43. Brendel, good job on Frankson taking that space away. These girls can shoot from way back. Nicolay's had 2 3-pointers from 6 feet back of the line in this period. And here's an overthrow pass. A bit of standing around by Nenana on offense, and people get caught off guard. Nicolay just flung it over there towards Frankson. She wasn't really ready for it. 44-43, the rookies have it back with the one-point lead. 4:40 to go here in the ballgame. Brandle will hold on to it for a while. Now to Mack, back to the fourth, they play catch. As they're waiting for Nenana to come out. So Brandle puts it on the hip. Sometimes you want to be careful how you play the game like this, too, as there's going to be a foul on Nellie Stone, bodying up Brandle. She came across the top on the dribble, and the ball comes into Mack. Back it goes to Brandle. Mack and Brandle up high. Mack now steps up. Stone comes up to guard it there. Elena looking for Duarte going around up the screen. Now Mack will just fire from out there. And that's what, when you get kids standing around, not moving, sometimes just settle for shots there. That one, not a bad look. You're open, but you haven't really done anything to get open. You want to keep that movement going. Keep that energy flowing. Here's Nicolay walking it over to the right side. Brandle's got her there. Now to Tremley. 1 point lead for the rookies. Out it goes to Dorcas Swan. Banks it in. Swan with a two-pointer. 46-44. 3.5 minutes to go. Here's Mack with it. Picked up by Swan. Goes to Brandle. Brandle has Frankson on her. As there's a steal by Tremley. Ahead of the pack is Frankson. She's got to catch up to it, though, and just does. That ball was headed out of bounds. Frankson put on the burners. And Nicolay will bring it out. Now Trimley has it. Again, the tempo of the game slowed down here as Deanna will hold on to it. Nikolaita Trimley leading by two. Oh, boy. Trimley almost overstepped that. Trimley with Mack coming out. Now Trimley goes down into the corner. Gets it out to Frankson, now to Nikolai. Time winding down here. 2.5 minutes to go. A 2-point Nenana lead. As Nikolai and Newton in a stare off there. Nikolai dribbling and Newton just watching. But looking at each other's eyes. 46-44. And again, Brandel comes up. Now starts the count. Now Frankson up there. Coming up to the 2-minute mark. And Newton is pushed. Newton with some good defense takes the charge. Newton has done so much of the little things in this ball game. Here's Mack with it. Back it comes to Brandel. Over to Newton. Trying to go deep down to Duarte and the pass knocked down by Trimley. Nenana has it back. 2-point lead. 1:50 on the clock. Timeout for the Lady Lynx. Coach Stone going to tack it over as so far the girls have been content to hold on to the basketball when they have the lead. And that's what we have right now, a 2-point Nenana lead with 1:48 on the clock. The girls' championship game going on here. Nenana had a 21-point lead to start this game, but that was erased in the third quarter with an 18-3 third quarter by the rookies of King Cove. They had a 5-point lead coming into the fourth, and Nenana tied it up and took the lead. Once again, now leading by two at 46-44. Remember, you can always become a member of KSDP, their team out there in Sandpoint, bringing you all the great news and coverage of events like this throughout the year. KSDP AM 830 in Sandpoint, a member-operated public radio station. I want to thank all the great sponsors and underwriters of the Crowley Classic coverage here in Sioux Valley. It's been a beauty. And there's still the end of this game and a boys' championship game coming up after this. Let's see how the girls' one turns out. Nenana with the basketball, the timeout. Swan with it back to Nikolai, picked up by Brandel. Now Nikolai, a little bit of a double team coming, and to the floor, almost traveling, was Trimley. Frankson has it, picked up the dribble, and the girls got to recognize that, jump up on him when they do that. 1:30 on the clock, as Brandel stays with Melissa. Becker comes now to Nellie Stone, and over to Nikolai.
Get the ball!
Nenana. Content to hold on to the basketball. This is kind of what happened with Bristol Bay in their championship game last year. As Brandel takes a swipe at it, Nikolai goes down the lane to kick out to Nellie Stone. Now this pass nearly lost off of Trimley there under a minute to go. Trimley has it at half court. Up comes Newton. Here's Trimley down the lane. Gets it to Dorcas Swan. No shot. She's 8 feet away from the basket. Now to Nikolai, 45 seconds on the clock. Brandel closes in on her, picks up the dribble. And foul called. That's the first foul in the second half for the King Cove girls. Now, if you want to, if you look at 40 seconds on the clock, you would have to foul six times to send them to the line here. So that's really out of the question. In a sense, you've got to just double up somewhere, force a bad pass, try to get that ball back. But time is down now, where it's certainly on Nenana's side to just try to run off some more clock. And yeah, you could get some fouls, but boy, time's just winding down. It's got to happen quickly. And you've got to come up with six of them to get them to the free throw line. no one in foul trouble. Only Emily had really, huh? Yeah, I so Brandel has four fouls. I didn't think so. Yeah, that's what they do show on the board. So yeah. So Brandel would be a key player if they did have to take her out because of foul trouble. So he'd want everybody else to foul if that happened. Let's see how they line up here as girls scrambling, trying to get position there for looks like who's going to start the race. Goes in the backcourt to Tremley. She's got Newton on her. Tremley will take it in the lane all the way to the hoop. And so shoot two. As the foul will go on Newton. Newton, to me, one of the key defenders on his ball club, that's for sure. Tremley at the line. Misses on the first. She'll have one more. Second one coming up. Newton got to collect herself there. Beatty upset with that call in a way, but misses on the second. Tremley gets the rebound. And there's another foul, this one on Duarte. It'll be out of bounds. They only had the two rebounders down there, and that ball came out where Tremley could get to it, and that's where you need everybody on the line to make sure and secure that missed free throw. Tremley able to get to it. Nobody block out the shooter. Here's Tremley on the inbound pass. She's their strongest post player. There's Dorcas with it. Now foul on Mack. So 24 seconds to go, though. You're going to be running down the clock here. 46-44, still the Nana leads by two. But got to get to, you got a foul right away. Got a foul right away. 21 seconds to go. Frankston. And they're not going to foul. And an offensive foul on Nenana. Oh, my goodness. And the foul on Tremley will be her fifth. Aquina Tremley fouls out. With 17 seconds on the clock, the rookies with a chance to tie it here. 46-44, 17 seconds, lots of time, but they're going the length of the court. They can't use a lot of time doing it. They get it into Mack. Elena slow dribbles it at half court. Now comes to Emily. Back to Elena. Down to 10 seconds. Down low to Metzmena. Back up to Emily. Brandel, three-pointer on the way. Comes up short. Rebound comes off to Stone. Stone to Nikolai. Time's going to run down. Nina, the champion. As they win it 46-44, the final. The rookies come all the way back. Can't hold on in the fourth quarter to their lead. And it's the Nina Lady Lynx eking out a two-point victory here in this championship game. What a ball game. What a comeback by the rookies. As the young rookies against the more experienced and, of course, a bigger class 2A school, but Lady Lynx squeaked by for the championship, but final 46-44. We're going to take a two-minute break to KSDP Studios. Virgil will take us through that, and we'll be back here for our postgame and get ready for a boys' championship game coming up right after this two-minute station break.
Ooh, what a battle. Losing by two. Congratulations to the rookies. You've pulled off second place at the Crowley Classic. The Nana Lynx take first. Final score, 46-44. I'm going to come back with a wrap-up here in just a moment, and then we will go on to the other championship game. Last game of the tournament, we will have the Sandpoint Gentlemen Eagles facing off against the Sioux Valley Rams. This will be the final game of the evening. The boys are going for first and or second place. In the meantime, thank you, everybody that's been tuning in. Thank you for being patient with your community radio broadcasters. I think Carl's the only professional on the group. Other than that, it's been quite a bit of fun and been a great marathon. We're looking forward to the remainder of the season. This road trip has just been hectic. I can't imagine actually being out there on the road for it. This is Virgil. This is KSDP. This is KAEB. Psst. It's the Beak of the Eagle, spelled backwards. 91.9 FM frequency modulation in true stereo sound. And how about, let me find that one. Didn't have it ready. My apologies, everybody. There we go. One last time.
The John Gould & Sons True Value General Store and Supermarket on Heart Lake Drive in King Cove are proud sponsors of high school basketball on KSDP. Gould & Sons offers hardware, groceries, and other household needs. Open Monday through Saturday from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. and Sunday from noon to 4 p.m. Further information, 497-2212. John Gould & Sons, proud sponsor of high school basketball on KSDP.
And we're going to go back to the wrap-up for the rookies.
And here at Sioux Valley High School, girls championship game is completed here. 46-44 win for the Lady Lynx from Nenana. Last year's 2A state champion runners-up. As they dropped that one to Bristol Bay Lady Angels last year in an exciting finish. Couldn't quite put them away. And ended up losing that one. Some of the same strategy at play in this one. As not only did Nenana hold the ball, but so did the rookies after they had the lead. Retook the lead 44-43, and they hung on to the ball a little bit there. And it kind of takes kids out of the game a little bit the way they're playing. Lynx were able to do it better than the rookies, though, I think. I'll just say it that way, that it was the Lynx that were able to use it to their advantage more as they burned a lot of clock just holding on to that basketball, and the rookies come up on the short end. The rookies had a good shot at it, though, with 17 seconds to go. They ended up with the basketball.